When I close my eyes and I listen to Paolo Nutini sing, I sometimes hear the voices of more famous performers. There are echoes of Bob Marley.
Other people want to try you, girl, and I hope you tell them where to go.
Sometimes Nutini reminds me of Otis Redding.
Darling, my frustration, it gets me, if it hurts me most.
Or Nutini can sound like a young Dean Martin.
Keep rolling, rolling.
These songs are all from Paolo Nutini's new album. It's called Sunny Side Up. Nutini is not just a singer, he's also a songwriter. Rolling Stone magazine has raved about him. Some of his songs have been hits in the UK. Nutini grew up in Scotland, and as you're about to hear, he's very, very Scottish. Three generations of his family have run a fish and chip shop.
It's been there for over 100 years. I worked there for a little while. My father would probably argue otherwise that I didn't. It's harder than writing any song.
In what way?
You can get burnt.
Now, is that word burned? Burned?
Oh, geez, yeah, burned. Like a fire.
Yeah. You know, if we were making a TV movie about your life, there would be a scene where you were, you know, agonizing, should I work in the fish and chip shop or should I become a musician? Did that ever happen in real life? Or
not so much, man. I'd say that my father, he always wanted me to try and do something else, you know. He never really wanted me to come into the shop, but it was in the family, you know. It's still here. Look, man, let's not count our chickens. I could be in there in a few years.
Wait a minute. What was that last sentence? Did you say something about...
Let's not count our chickens, man. I could be in there.
Let's not clone our chickens?
Count our chickens?
Oh, let's not count our chickens before they're hatched.
Oh. There you go, you see. Let's not clone them either, I suppose. Let's not get down and paint them with little red noses and blue eyes. That'd be funny.
I really apologize. I'm so parochial that it's like I'm having trouble with your Scottish accent.
I just like the idea of little chickens with the clown faces painted on.
So, you know what? I would love it. You have a guitar there. So this is a rare, amazing opportunity to hear you play Unplugged. Do you feel like singing a song right now?
Mm-hmm. It's called Rich Folks Hoax. Here we go.
The moon is hanging in a purple sky. Baby's crying while its mother sighs. Talking about the rich folks. The rich folks tell the same jokes, and they meet in older places. Priest is a preaching from a shallow grave. He counts his money, then he paints you saved. And all talking about the young folks. The young folks tell the same jokes, but they meet in older places. So don't tell me about your success and all your recipes for my happiness. I smoke in bed, I never could digest the illusions you seem to have going. Moon is hanging in a purple sky. Baby's crying while its mother sighs. Oh, that's why I'm talking about the young folks. The young folks tell the same jokes, and they meet in older places. So don't tell me about your success. All your recipes for my happiness. Smoking bed I never could digest. The illusions that you claim to have going, all the illusions you claim to have going, all the illusions you claim to have going.
Wow, that is beautiful. It's haunting. You know, you have such an unusual voice. Can you remember when did it first strike you? When did you first realize, hey, I have a different voice than most people? I've got something going on here.
Yeah, I don't know. It's it kind of develops. I think there's certainly a kind of croak. I'm not really very technically trained. I know some of the warm ups, you know.
But do you do scales like Do you do that sort of stuff?
Not really, man. Not really. So I just go that, and then you just see how high you can go. You go.
I like that.
Vocals broken down, and by a guy who doesn't know what he's talking about.
But before I forget, Paolo, I want to take you. But forgive me for sort of stopping this train of thought. But I want to take you back to something. We were talking briefly some minutes ago about the fish and chip shop. You have a very sweet song on this new album about your father and his work, among other things, in the fish and chip shop.
Oh, if you love the life you live, then you'll get a lot more done. Be more inclined to take the reins and turn away and run. It's very rare, it seems, to get a lifetime guarantee. So I suppose self-satisfaction be the key.
Would you mind singing a few of the lines in the middle? I love it. You start talking about his schedule.
He gets up each day at 5 and starts a car and makes a drive and shutters up and starts a fryer, serves out food to all the buyers in the town and just end up in the same old line and get there every day at the same old time. Now you're never going to hear him grumble or groan because it's the people in the line that he built it on. Cherish the simple things he took for granted, things like going round at mom's house for his tea. And arguing with his sister, only God knows how he missed her. It's the simple things that mean the most to him.
Do you think your father ever felt in any way dismissed by you because you decided, you know, to go into a totally different profession?
My dad just likes, you know, there's no way he'd tell me to go into the chip shop. He's loving the occasional Vegas trip and things that he gets to come and see us play. He loves that too much now. He was never one for all the big bright lights and big streets and cities, you know, but that was never his idea of a holiday. But I think now if his excuse is that he's going to go see his son, then he looks at it a different way.
Well, listen, Paolo Nutini, before we go, I should describe what I have read about you in newspapers, okay? Are you ready for this?
I can't wait.
This is how various newspapers have described you. I'm quoting here. Puppy dog eyes, tousled hair. Here's probably your favorite part. Lips are so full he could make Angelina Jolie jealous. What do you see when you look in the mirror?
I just see Angelina Jolie looking right back at me.
Woo!
You are attractive, man. No. I don't see none of that, man. I just see usually big, saggy eyes from whatever was going on the night before.
I was perched outside in the pouring rain, trying to make myself a seal.
Paolo Nutini has joined us from the Talbot Sound Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you so much. I had fun.
Thank you, man.
The most honest means of travel, it gets me there nonetheless. I'm a heartless man at worst, being a helpless one at best.
And I wish you all a great Saturday. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Daniel Zwerdling.
Just give me some candy before I...